Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and those folks down in Jordan, Minnesota, that make the best patio furniture in the whole world. By the Yard, check them out at buytheyard.net. We'll talk with Jim in just seconds. If you are still looking for some unique gift ideas for the nature lover on your gift list, you got to stop by Cardinal Corner. They have a huge selection of beautiful things, bird baths, nature gifts, a unique art. They have handbags, jewelry, a home and kitchen decor. You really have to see the store for yourself. You're going to find yourself browsing and shopping for quite some time. And the birds, they love that seed from Cardinal Corner because it is the freshest. Have you subscribed to their monthly newsletter yet? It's free. A lot of great ideas and stories. Subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Lee and Pam remind us, keep out the bird baths. You might want to put out some white millet to attract still migrating birds and keep those bird feeders clean. Cardinal Corner opens 7 days a week. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy is at the Newport Center location, 651-455-6556, or again online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Jim Gilbert, on this Sunday morning. It's officially 27. Okay, where's Jim? All right, well, we have a little technical glitch here, and we'll try.
Okay,
there he is.
Okay?
There he is.
Oh, I'm here.
Had me scared just for a minute here.
Oh, me too. Merry Christmas to you and to our listeners. And you know, it's beginning to look a little like Christmas around here, and I noticed throughout parts of the Twin City area last night, it snowed here about a tenth of an inch, and it actually looks white out.
Kind of cleaned it up a little.
Yeah, and we've got 24 degrees in our yard, brisk northwest winds. It's about 95% cloudy, and we live on the northwest side of Lake Waconee, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. We've been seeing at our feeding station here more than a dozen species of birds. It's fun to feed the birds. Anyway, pine siskins are among the birds that are coming now. We got a single red-breasted nuthatch and even a white-throated sparrow and up to 16 northern cardinals at one time. I can't believe it. But they sure enjoy eating cracked corn on the ground. But plus, we have eastern cottontail rabbits and both red and gray squirrels. Love to watch them all. Yesterday afternoon, I talked to Avery Ulf from the In Town Marina. That's on the south side of Lake Waconia, right in the town there. Ice thickness, he said, varies from 6 to 12 inches. Sunnies, crappies, and walleyes are biting, but vehicles are not being driven on the lake. If you want to come ice fishing to Lake Waconia, stop in at the Intown Marina, ask about ice conditions, and of course they can get some information on fishing too. Say, the sunrise this morning is 7:49, and we're like 95% cloudy. I'm looking at that spot out there, so maybe I'll see a little bit of sunlight. 7:49 sunrise, 4:36 sunset. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 8 hours and 46 minutes and some seconds of daylight. Now, as of this past Friday, the 21st, and of course the 21st was the December solstice, astronomical winter began in the northern hemisphere. We had our longest night and shortest day. And now, Denny, we're gaining a few seconds each day. So by Christmas, we'll have gained our first whole minute.
That's a nice gift. I'll take it.
Yes, I know. Take what we... That's great. Normal high is 25. Normal low is 10, so we're above that today. Records for today, December 23rd in the Twin Cities. High came at 58. High is 58. That came 130 years ago, 1888. Have to go way back that far to get our high temperature of 58. Low, minus 27. That happened 146 years ago, 1872. Not too long ago, 22 years ago, we had our most snow, and that was that fell in one day, on this particular day. 6.2 inches fell on this day, 1996. On December 24th, Christmas Eve day, record snowfall is 5.2 inches set in 2009. On December 25th, Christmas Day, record snowfall for the Twin Cities, 9.6 inches, 1945. We're one day past the full moon. I got a chance to see it last night. I hope you did. Sets this morning at 8:35. So if anybody's got a clearing in the sky where they are, they can see this full moon right now. Be setting at 8:35, rises again at 5:56 is early evening. Each year, International Falls has a 97% chance of a white Christmas, and in the Twin Cities, a 72% chance of a white Christmas. By definition, a white Christmas equals 1 inch or more of snow covering. Here in the Carver County area where we live, only about 20% of the landscape was snow covered before this 1/10 of an inch came. But that doesn't count as a white Christmas till we get at least an inch. Lots of things happening outside, though. We have been experiencing a December thaw that started December 13, lasted for 8 days with these above normal temperatures. And it looks like we'll experience the first brown Christmas in the metro area and beyond since 2015. Now, I looked up 2015 in my notes. I thought, this is going to be interesting to see what was it like. So 3 years ago, at this time in December, quite a few Minnesota lakes were still wide open. Mille Lacs Lake by Garrison and Isle didn't freeze over until December 25th, 3 years ago. Lake Titanca at Waterville and Green Lake at Spicer became ice-covered December 27th in 2015. Roosevelt Lake at Outing and Lake Sylvia near Annandale froze over December 28th. And Lake Minnetonka plus Lake Calhoun and Lake Harriet were still open and didn't freeze over until December 31st. That was 3 years ago, 2015. Right now, John Simmons reports that Clearwater Lake, that's in Clearwater County, just north of Itasca State Park, has an ice cover of about 10 inches. Rainy Lake, a couple of miles east of Rainier, has ice about 9.5 inches thick, much less in some spots, according to Dean Fuller. Bill Jones from Upper Bottle Lake in Hubbard County near Park Rapids notes that up to 13 inches of ice covers a lake there. And Bud Stevens notes that up to 13 inches of ice covers Rush Lake, that's Otter Tail County, near Perham. Yesterday, Paul Grusing was ice fishing on Bud Lake, that's just on the south end of Fairmont, not too far from the Iowa border. He was catching yellow bass through 8 to 10 inches of ice. This past week, Monday through Wednesday, Paul fished at Lake of the Woods, where saugers and walleyes were biting well under 11 to 16 inches of ice. Always remember to respect the ice. 4 inches of new solid ice in contact with stationary water is needed for safe walking on, skating, and ice fishing, and 3 times that much ice for a car. With the fall last week, ice conditions on many upper Midwest lakes are quite variable, so be cautious. We never can be cautious enough when it comes to ice. The National Audubon Society's 119th annual Christmas bird count continues until January 5th. As I said last week, Dr. Frank Chapman, a pioneer ornithologist, began the count in Englewood, New Jersey in the year 1900 as a substitute for heavy Christmas time bird shooting. For the first count, 25 reports were filed by 27 participants. This year, tens of thousands of observers will take part in over 1,900 counts in the United States and close to 500 counts in Canada, and there are also counts made in other countries. The count is unquestionably the world's greatest cooperative survey of wildlife. The Audubon Society regards the count as very successful these past 100-plus years. They have steadily grown in popularity and importance. The massive data collected over the years keeps track of population increases or decreases of various species, helps look for environmental problems, and adds to our knowledge of birds' migratory habits. There will be some 80 Christmas bird counts across Minnesota. I won't report on all 80, but I'll record on a few of them. Each is done in a 15-mile diameter circle. Each count lasts just 1 day, and this year must be done between December 14th and January 5th. The Nye Nature Center in Henderson organized a count last Saturday, December 15th, or a week ago Saturday. Art and Barb Straub were enthusiastic participants in the Henderson Le Sueur area count. Preliminary results tell us 42 species of birds were observed, including dozens of American robins, many pine siskins, plus bald eagles, a single male Baltimore Oriole that is still wintering. And Baltimore Orioles are tropical. You should be in tropical Central America right now. But this one male bird is staying around. It seems very healthy, comes to a feeding station each day for mealworms, grape jelly, and suet. The Christmas bird count for the Grand Marais area was also held December 15th and included Bohemian waxwings. Black-capped chickadees were the most numerous of the birds. Plus, they saw a black-billed magpie and a Carolina wren. Roger Field, the compiler for the Northwest McLeod County Christmas bird count that centered on Hutchinson, held last weekend on Saturday the 15th. Anyway, Roger reports that 39 species, including many Canada geese and mallard ducks, were seen. All kinds of interesting things. If you have time for a little more, do you want to talk about By the Yard?
Well, we could do either, but tell you what, since you brought up By the Yard, let's talk about it, since there's still time for some gift-giving for folks.
Yes, it's getting light, so I can look out and I can see our green By the Yard with a slight covering of snow.
A little dusting on our furniture as well. If you're looking for a gift-giving, if somebody has always wanted By the Yard furniture, maybe they have a piece or two, add to it. In fact, if you don't want to pick it out for your loved one or someone, get a gift card, a gift certificate. I'll give you a website, bytheyard.net. A lot of folks get on that after Jim's show, and they've got, it's just what, a quick drive? How many minutes? Like 15 minutes from 494 and 169. It's a quick drive.
Yeah, that'd be about it. Yeah. And it's just a few miles from the Chaska turnoff.
Yeah, exactly. And they're right on 169. You can see the big, beautiful building there. But the beauty of a By the Yard holiday gift card promo is that you're going to receive a free $10 By the Yard gift card for every $100 you spend from now till the very end of the year. So if you know someone who would benefit from owning maintenance-free outdoor furniture, this is a 35-year warranty. Very comfortable, good-looking furniture, very sturdy stuff. Jim and I both love our respective furniture at our homes. Get on the web.
Oh, yes.
Buytheyard.net and get them a gift card. That's a perfect gift for them. Let them pick out their own furniture. All right, Jim, what else do you have this morning?
People drive by our house once in a while and they'll look at the furniture. And if I'm out getting the mail or something, say, is that it?
That's it. The yard. Absolutely.
It's a windy day and it's not blowing around.
Yeah, we see it in our neighborhood, too. I don't know the neighbors, but I see the furniture and definitely by the yard.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, what else on this Sunday?
Jerry and Judy Gray, who live near Winstead, have a flock of about 30 mourning doves coming to their feeding station. Mourning doves like to eat on the ground. They like, cracked corn for one, any seeds. But what they notice is a whistling sound is heard from the bird's wings when they take off. Ray and Marlene Simon live on the edge of Northfield. During the warm spell last Monday, the 17th, Marlene smelled a striped skunk. Definitely, she says. Not long ago, she heard a northern cardinal singing its "What Cheer, Cheer" song, but only once. They don't usually start singing in earnest until kind of towards the end of January. The pine systems coming to their feeding station really like the fine sunflower chips, and they like drinking from the heated bird bath. Keith and Cheryl Radel from Faribault had about 150 pine systems coming to their feeding station a week ago, but now the number is down to about 40. That's because these birds are nomadic and they're, you know, moving around. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Lakeville, enjoy a beautiful orange and hot pink sunrise. That was at 7:15 this last Tuesday morning. We've been missing out on a lot of beautiful sunrise and sunsets because the clouds have been too thick, but we've had some nice ones there. The warm temperatures last week left the landscape with hard, crusty snow and many brown areas. This is out in the Waterville area. While driving on I-35 near Lakeville, Thursday the 20th, they spotted a large bald eagle nest and right nearby a pair of bald eagles. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault have a pair of pileated woodpeckers coming for suet in their backyard feeding station. Among the more than a dozen species arriving daily are pine siskins, a single red-breasted nuthatch, and two white-throated sparrows. At a crabapple tree in their neighborhood yesterday, a small flock of American robins was there eating the fruit. Tom spotted a swamp sparrow yesterday at Riverbend Nature Center, which, by the way, is one of those nature centers with fantastic hiking trails. Mary Brislance from Lutzen had two new species of birds arrive at her feeding station this past week. A northern shrike showed up last Monday, the 17th, and a Canada jay on Thursday. Mary and her son John were birding in Grand Marais yesterday and saw a flock of about 60 Bohemian waxwings and another flock. Both these were high up in the tree. The birds were resting. These colorful Bohemian waxwings are there to feed on the orange-red fruit from the native mountain ash trees. Do we have any notes or anything that's come in or a question or anything?
You know, we have one or two to help me pronounce that. Sure. It's a type of partridge, shukar or something like that. Is that how you pronounce it?
Chukar.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Chukar partridge.
I saw one yesterday. Texter says, off County Road 4 near Marine on St. Croix. Is this rare, they say? Is that a rare one?
Yeah, fairly rare, but you see them once in a while.
Here's a nature. Go ahead, Jim.
I'll have to write a story about them or a little paragraph on them. I'll do that next week.
Oh, good. That's great.
Okay.
Thanks to the texter for that. And 100% chance of white Christmas in southern Minnesota this year. 4 inches of snow still on the ground in Owatonna and Rochester. So they definitely have a white Christmas.
I know. You know, it's amazing because in southern Minnesota has received much more snow than the north. In fact, as of yesterday when I talked to Mary Brislance at Lutzen, they hadn't had any snow the whole month of December.
Wow, what a difference.
Of course, they're still making snow at the ski hill and so on. and the conditions have been good for that.
Well, Jim, we are out of time, and I'm going to wish you and Sandy and your family again a Merry Christmas, and should we talk again next Sunday?
Look forward to it, and thank you.
Have a great week.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Gilbert back with Nature Notes next Sunday morning here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.